Well, it's first chance. We have a new offense, obviously, and with Coach Shula and Coach Shermer, and just kind of you do so much during the offseason to kind of watch what Minnesota did, and now you get a chance to kind of do it yourself with our guys. And it's been an exciting first day and an exciting past couple weeks learning the installs and learning the new system. So now we're just going to go out and execute and have fun today and then tomorrow.
Davis, you've been working with a trainer in the offseason. Can you just talk a little bit about the improvements that you've seen yourself make on film?
Yeah, you know, just I didn't get a chance to play last year, so just kind of going off practice tapes and asking people around me that were on the staff last year what I needed to work on this offseason. And then our new coaching staff with Coach Shermer and Coach Shula. I had Tony and in the area and just kind of work on two or three really big things and just focus on that and make them no longer weaknesses and more strengths. And I think I did that. And, now it's getting football back into my system a little bit, 11-on-11 action and having a rush and just kind of playing football again.
What's the relationship been like with Eli through the course of this offseason and now this week when you guys are on?
Yeah, it's been really great. Me and E had a pretty good system in January, February, and March, just kind of working out every day together, lifting and running, and kind of watching a little Minnesota stuff here and there and just kind of getting a conceptual mindset of what's to come. And it's really helped us the past couple days.
What do you think you have to prove to the coaching staff in the spring and the summer here?
I don't have to prove anything. All I got to do is show what I got, and that's up to them. You know, I try to do the best I can in the meeting rooms and the weight workouts, the practice especially. Just kind of show what I have and, you know, let them make a decision. It's out of my control, and I ain't really too worried about it, I promise. I just work hard, and I know I'm going to get a chance someday.
David, if the Giants don't draft a quarterback, would you take that for yourself as a vote of confidence for you?
No, because Mr. Gettleman, you know, gets paid a lot, and he's very high up on the chain, and his job is to make a decision that's going to help the Giants. So if that's a quarterback or if that's another position, whatever, as long as it helps the New York Football Giants, and that's all I'm about. I'm a team guy. I said that last year. I'll say it again. My number one goal is to be the best team I possibly can be, and whoever we get number two overall pick, we're excited about, and he's going to be a great member of our team.
Davis, I know there's no substitution for live reps, but as a quarterback, can you kind of simulate the timing of a live rep, especially, you know, to kind of get a feel for how things go?
Yeah, the first day is always a little tough. First day is always the worst day, first of all. It's first day back, new system. The guys are moving really fast, don't really know what they're doing all the time. Both sides of the ball, just learning a new system, you know, getting the off-season out of their system a little bit. And guys are just playing faster, you know. So just first day is always a little more difficult, and the second day would be a lot more clean. But I thought Eli and I did a pretty good job operationally speaking yesterday, getting in and out of the huddle and running the plays. And I think we did a pretty good job yesterday, and now we got today to get better.
Have you played in a system like this?
Well, I've only been in one system in the NFL. And, college. Yeah, you know, it's got some similarities to all the systems I've been in. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own little twist to it. But, I mean, enough said about the Minnesota offense last year. I mean, they were unbelievable. Coach Shermer did a great job dialing it up, and Case played really well. And they ran the ball good, and their playmakers made plays. So that's what we're looking forward to this year. And the first day was very successful.
I know you know Case. Have you guys talked? Did he give you any advice?
Yeah, Case and I sent texts back and forth and just kind of said what's up and kind of talked about Coach Shermer a little bit, and nothing really too big to read into that, just trying to gather as much information. You know, Case and I played for the same coaches in college.
Davis, because you guys are learning the new offense, you and Eli were able to spend so much time together, has your relationship changed at all, considering it's almost like in terms of this offense, you're at the same spot starting learning it?
No, not really. I mean, I think I got his respect early on last year, kind of doing so much stuff for him week to week, scheming defense-wise. And now we're on the same level. When I got here a year ago, Eli was, I think, year four of the system. So he was like an algebra 20, and I was an addition. So, I kind of caught up a little bit towards the end of the year, not near to his level, obviously. But now we're kind of starting off in addition, and now we're moving on to algebra 1. So we're getting there. We're kind of learning together, and it's been a lot of fun learning with him, and he's got a lot of experience.
You're pretty open about how it is a learning process, but what's the biggest difference when you're going into your second year at this point compared to last year? What's it like for you?
That's a good question. The first thing is just, you know, I learned a system last year, and I kind of try to master as much as I can, and now I got to flush it out of your system a little bit. There's some carryover, but not much, and then you have to kind of learn a new system and regrow again. So right now, just trying to do what the coaches are asking us to do, be coachable player, and complete the ball to the open guy. You know, coming out of college, you know, coming to the NFL system, being in the huddle is a little different. But now, I feel so much more confident, especially yesterday. I mean, I didn't mess up in the huddle one time. So that was definitely a plus from last year.
You said before that if it's not here, it's going to be somewhere else. And a couple of seconds ago, you used the word confidence. Is that what you feel?
I never said somewhere else. I just know I'm going to get a chance. I want it to be here. Let's say that. Yeah. I want it to be a New York Football Giants. But again, if they draft somebody, they feel like it's going to be the best player for our team. You know, that's up to them. I don't get paid to make those decisions. I don't want to make those decisions. Yeah, I just want to complete the ball to the open guy and be a great teammate and, you know, work hard each and every day and just get better. That's what this time's about. Everybody's making a big deal out of it, but it's just about getting better. And, you know, we just learned a new offense, you know, past 2 weeks. So it's just kind of learning on the fly and translate what you learn in the meeting room to the game field.
But there is a belief in yourself.
What are Shermer and Shula like to work with?
They've been great. I was blessed to have a good group last year, but this group is, you know, upped it. Coach Shula is very easy to communicate. He's a little bit more laid back than I imagined. But he is very good. He's, you know, he coaches us hard. He's looking for the tiniest details, and that's something you want as a player. And Coach Shermer's awesome. You guys have dealt with him. He's easy to talk to. He's a player's first coach, and it's a lot of fun learning his system because he has cool ways to learn it and make it stick a little better, and it's been helping us, especially the receivers and I. We've been spending a little time together.
What ways that help it make it stick as far as like learning techniques?
It just makes sense to learn it. It's kind of hard to explain. It's just his system. It's very easy to learn if you put time and effort into it. You just got to put a little time into it, and you'll grasp it pretty quickly. Yeah, because I want to see who we draft and who's going to help us this year, and who's going to be the newest New York Giant. And I'll watch it on Thursday, and I think Friday I'll probably just go to dinner.
Hey, you've been very candid about how competitive you are and doing everything you can here to earn what you've got. A couple weeks ago when they had the parade of all the prospects coming through here, Eli said he had a chance to meet some of these guys. When the quarterbacks come through, what was your
feeling? Yeah,
did you
I
meet
mean,
any of them?
No, I've known a couple of them for a while. I've seen a couple. I mean, it doesn't bother me. You know, I understand that's their job. Listen, if I was a GM, I understand I'd do the same thing. So that does not hurt my feelings. I do not care about that. The only thing I'm worried about is being the best I can be because I know I'm going to get an opportunity in this league, and when that comes, I'll be ready.
Does it stoke the fire at all, even more so?
Nah, I'm pretty motivated already.